Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Saturday sports line. We should be talking about a Golden Eagle game today, but unfortunately this ever-evolving pandemic continues to impact us here in the state and here locally. And I guess first up, Andrew Hofer, I know such a difficult situation, but just kind of take us through the week. I know this was kind of an evolving issue this week that I think started early in the week and just kind of progressed from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually probably gone on almost 2 weeks now where you're trying to function with all the protocols and mitigations and everything. And, you know, you're working with nursing staff and the health department and administrative staff, and you're trying to make sure that we're doing the right things for the kids and following the state guidelines. And, you know, this week it kind of just came to a head where things became overwhelming to the point with the amount of cases and things going on that it, you know, was deemed unsafe for kids to be here for a couple of days, and knocked out multiple athletic teams here at the high school. And difficult situation. It's really unfortunate and strange and kind of surreal not having a game on a Friday night when all the other conference opponents, local opponents are out there.
Well, yeah, and I know you knew early in the week that with the positives that were impacting football and volleyball, you knew you were probably going to have to shut them down. But then kind of the whole school, it kind of transitioned from there. So you kind of had an idea early in the week that, hey, we're probably not going to be able to play a football game Friday night.
Yeah, we were by Tuesday morning, we were not looking very good. And, you know, really even and last week was challenging. We had a lot of guys out last week. You know, just what's going on right now is your rosters are changing and for both volleyball and football daily. You know, I think last week I didn't have the same group of kids out in the with the number ones any day last week at practice. And then, you know, even early on in the season when practice began, you know, when we've had corona cases since practice began in both programs. And, you know, I don't think I've had a full roster at practice any day yet this year because of it. And it's just part of the challenge that we're dealing with during this time and trying to navigate some of those things and continuing to do what's right for our kids.
Do you think there is a time that it's not going to be an issue, or is it just something that we're going to have to deal with all school year?
You know, I'm not sure I'm the right person to be asking that question. I really don't know. I never could have imagined 6 weeks ago that we'd be in this spot. Summer seemed so normal and almost as per usual, comparatively, especially for the last 18 months. And then this kind of hit us like a ton of bricks here in the last 3 weeks here. So, I mean, the hopes are that, you know, we're starting to turn the corner here and starting to get more and more kids back to school here in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And, you know, I think it's certainly going to play a factor educationally and athletically for probably the next couple of weeks. But you're hoping that through some of these further mitigations that you're kind of turning the tide here a little bit.
Yeah, and I think you said yesterday there were zero new cases reported in the high school. So that is a small step, but we're recording this interview on a Friday, and there's a lot of day left today. So what's the best case scenario? Take us through kind of what happens between now and next week. What are the issues in play there?
Yeah, all of the kids academically and athletically will not be in our building until next Tuesday. So Tuesday we're looking at getting back in the building for a normal school day. And then the hope is that all athletic practices and competitions will resume on Tuesday. Additionally, there's some testing mitigations depending on exposures and quarantines and, you know, who's been deemed close contacts and outbreak cases. There's just a wide variety of rules and things that will increase some of the testing that's going on here in the next couple of weeks.
So as a football team, what is the scenario? When do you need to know, or when will you have the clearance to say, well, we can definitely play next Friday?
I think that's an ever-evolving daily thing. But as of right now, our plan is that we're practicing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, and, you know, getting ready to go down to Monmouth for a game at United next Friday night. So that's the plan, and I feel pretty hopeful that that's going to happen.
And just then, how strange is it from a, you know, football program standpoint when you're trying to prepare for a season and you play a week one game and then you can't, maybe you think you're going to practice in week two and then, you know, the school gets shut down and the program has to forfeit. I'm assuming, you know, that this is something that you've never had to deal with before, but, you know, this is all new territory with the pandemic and just trying to plug along. So I guess, what has it been like from that aspect?
Yeah, I don't think there's any real good way to describe it besides the fact that it stinks on a lot of factors. You feel terrible for the kids, and football is such a limited competition sport where you just don't get very many of those chances. And it's heartbreaking to tell the kids that they don't get that chance to play this Friday. And, you know, we've dealt with that last fall. Fortunately, they were able to get something in the spring, but now you're dealing with it again. And this one's even harder than last fall, with the fact that, again, all the other conference opponents are playing and the local schools are playing around us. And, you know, it's challenging to see that. And you definitely feel it, especially on, you know, Thursday, Fridays, the game day is getting a little bit closer. But you got a couple choices. You can kind of dwell on that. You can, you know, let that kind of drag you down as a team, or, you know, when you come back next week, you come back rejuvenated, try to get as many guys back as possible and, you know, come out and come together, rally, and try to put out a good effort next Friday night.
Yeah. And then just, you know, they always say you want to go from week one to week two early in the season. That's where, you know, one of the big transition steps is. But for you, it's you go from week one to week three. And I know you know, from a coaching standpoint, when you lose in week one, you really want to get back at it and correct some of those things. So from a coaching standpoint, I know it has to be a little bit frustrating that, hey, we took a loss in week one, want to try and regroup, but then we get stalled here because of the pandemic and try to get restarted the next week. That's a challenge too, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to really, a lot of things didn't go right leading up to last Friday night's game, and then in the game itself, you know, with health and coronavirus before that, going into the week. And then, you know, we didn't play very well. We had a lot of new guys playing their first varsity snaps. And so, and, you know, it was kind of snowballed on us a little bit, and you're looking forward to trying to get out and, you know, make some adjustments and prove that that's just a one-off. And, you know, we weren't able to do that this week, unfortunately, but, you know, as you come back in week three, it is going to be a little bit different because we'll have some guys that are playing in their first game. In week three of the season, we'll also have some guys who played in week one that won't be playing next Friday. And so it's going to be a little bit of a learning process as far as getting all those guys gelled and playing together. But, you know, again, it's one of those things where you can kind of choose to dwell on it and pout about it, or you can kind of rally around that. And you come out and put forth your best effort every week. And, you know, I feel like we've got quite a bit more depth than we've had in the past. It's, you know, it's thin right now. It's really being tested. And hopefully we can get all those guys back together in the next couple of weeks here and really see what that final product's going to look like.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing, though, purely from a football standpoint, you only get so many chances. And when you get one of your games crossed off the schedule that you have to take a forfeit, you know, that's the one thing where football is different from all the other sports where – yeah, maybe three or two or four volleyball matches get wiped out. But, you know, football is a different animal, and that's the other thing about when you lose a game. You know, that's such a significant part of the season.
Yeah, the one big difference on IHSA policy this year for games lost for coronavirus is you're correct that a football lost game is considered a forfeit because you can't make it up. And because not everyone does make the postseason. In the other sports, they're considered non-contests, like pretty much they never happened. You're encouraged to kind of reschedule those and as best as you can. And so, you know, mainly conference games will be rescheduled and some of the other things, you know, we'll look at here as we get going later on in the season. But yeah, you know, that's tough. You only get nine of them and you want to come out and put forth your best effort every week. But again, it's out of our control. It's what's kind of been given to us. It's a situation at hand, and we've got to come out and just you know, try to get that first one in week three. That's all you can do. You try to get healthy and get back out in week three. And that's all you can focus on because, you know, the decision for this week has been made. It's done and we can't control that. So we got to try to adjust from that and try to, you know, try to rally for the rest of the season.
All right. Well, we just hope and pray the kids get healthy between now and early next week. Again, full remote learning the end of the week for Mercer County High School students Thursday and Friday. And hopefully all high school sports can resume and kids will be back in the classroom on Tuesday. Coach, thanks for helping us out today. Bummed I wanted to be talking about a football game, but this dumb pandemic we're still talking about. So hopefully next week we'll be talking about Golden Eagle football actually playing a game. Thanks for the help this morning.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.